You are listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Adults affected by ADHD will be helped to succeed, enjoying their life in the process. Hosted by Abigail Werf, coach, author, and speaker. Abigail's focus is helping adults with ADHD live their best lives professionally and personally.
Hi, this is Abigail, and welcome to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. This is podcast number 007, and we're going to talk about how time management is a lie, but you can manage your actions. There's a cheat sheet for this episode. Just go to abigailwerf.com/cheat-sheet-007. The cheat sheet for this episode is really a worksheet to run through all the exercise that I mentioned during this episode. But be sure to listen to the podcast before you fill out the worksheets, or otherwise they won't make sense. Again, the cheat sheet is available at abigailwerf.com/cheat-sheet-007. As I said, time management is a lie because time is immutable. You can't mess with time. Therefore, time management is a lie, but you can manage your actions, all the actions you take in a 24-hour time period. If you are managing your actions, the result is you are also managing your time. So the question would appear to be, how do you manage your actions? That is the core of today's episode. Managing your actions means you need to know a few things. Your big whys, your global goals, your values, and your wants and needs. Your big whys are, why are you here on Earth? And your goals are what you specifically want to accomplish. Sometimes it's first helpful to look at the different roles you play in your life. For me, my roles are as follows: family member and friend, business owner, volunteer, individual, and what I call sharpening the saw. And that comes from Stephen Covey's metaphor from First Things First, which is a book he wrote many years ago. And what sharpening the saw is about, improving your skills and your capacities in all roles. It's based on a story that wasn't original to Stephen Covey, but about a man sawing trees down in a forest, another man stopping by and suggesting that the man sharpen his saw. And the man says, I can't sharpen my saw. I don't have time. I have to cut down all these trees. What the man doesn't understand is that if he sharpened his saw, it'd be easier to cut down the tree. So there are things you can be doing to improve yourself and hone your skills so that it makes everything else you want to accomplish in all your other roles more successful. So what are your roles? On the cheat sheet provided for this episode, there's a setup to list your roles. Now we look at your big whys. There's also space on the cheat sheet for this. Once you know your big whys, it is easier to set your global goals and prioritize your goals, big and small. The whys are basically why you exist, what you believe you are meant to do. One way to look at this is to look at your big why for each role in your life. Or you can also look at this as mission-based, meaning you have a mission or belief statement that you have created or just intrinsically know within yourself. Some of my big whys and how they're related to my goals are, as a family member and friend, is to be present for my family and friends in ways that moves all of us forward in our relationships. As a business owner, my big whys or goals are to help those affected by ADHD and or executive function issues discover the life they wish to lead and to achieve that life, to change attitudes about those affected by ADHD and run a business that is a good citizen and employer. My role as a volunteer, my big whys are to contribute to the communities that I care about and I believe I have a particular skill to offer or an affinity for, such as ADHD organizations. As an individual, I want to align my actions with my values, be a good citizen and community member. And in terms of sharpening the saw, improving my skills and capacities in all roles. So those are my big whys. Next is to get specific on your global goals. Each goal needs to have a way to know when it is accomplished, a measurable result. So an okay example of this is goal, be more productive, measurable result. I have a system to follow up on calls and emails. I'm on time or early for my business meetings. I get 90% of my tasks completed. I complete Project X. That's an okay example. But an even better example would be if instead the goal to be more productive in my work life. Measurable result. I have a system to follow up on calls and emails that I have been able to sustain at least 3 consecutive months. I am prepared and on time or early for my business meetings for 3 consecutive months. I get 90% of my tasks completed and have a system of tracking my tasks so that they are completed in a timely manner. I complete Project X by September 2018. On the cheat sheet, there's a place to set some measurable goals. Remember, the cheat sheet for this episode is abigailwerf.com/cheat-sheet-007. Next is to make a list of your values. Values includes things such as challenge, cooperation, compassion, community, courage, curiosity, just to name a few that begin with the letter C. There is a place on the cheat sheet to list your top values. If you're struggling to come up with words to represent your values, just Google list of values and you'll find many lists there. Then make a list of your top 10 values and then put them in order of priority. Don't worry, we are working towards time management, or rather managing your actions to get a handle on your time. Next is to figure out your wants and needs. Wants are things you want to have. Needs are things you must have to manage. Wants and needs change at the situation changes. For example, a car in a rural area versus a car in a city with good transportation. In one situation, the car becomes a need, and in the other situation, the car becomes a want. For most, there is a need to have a roof over our head and food to eat. Many of us want a cell phone, but we could survive with just a landline, even though that is becoming less and less true. Food is a must, a need, as is TV is a want. So make a list of your major needs and wants. There is space on the cheat sheet to do that. So far, we have gone over your big whys, your global goals, your values, and your wants and needs. So, how do we pull it all together into managing our time by managing our actions? Well, that involves a weekly time chart. Print out the weekly time chart that I've included in the cheat sheet available at abigailwerf.com/cheat-sheet-007. Make a few copies of the weekly time chart. On the first copy, mark your fixed schedule. That means things that are fixed in your schedule every week. For example, if you work 9 to 5 every week, you would mark off that area because that is part of your fixed schedule. In a different color, add other appointments, errands, and obligations you have that are in the same week. Try to make the weekly time chart look like an average week in your life, not an aspirational week, but a real week. Now look at each item and compare it to your lists you have made. Are they all compatible with your big whys, goals, values, wants, and needs? Is each activity that isn't an action moving you forward towards your big whys, wants, and needs, goals? Are the actions in alignment with your values? Be honest with yourself. What can go and what needs to be added in? Now, take another weekly time sheet and create an ideal week, slightly aspirational but still fairly realistic. Always start with the fixed aspects of your schedule. Then as you add other appointments and errands, constantly check in with your big whys, goals, values, wants, and needs. Are there things that can go? Are there actions you are not taking and not scheduling that should be occurring? The key to time management is managing your actions. The key to managing your actions is to make sure each action is moving you toward your big whys and goals. We spend a lot of time doing things that do not move us forward towards our desires. Some of them are fixed in our schedules, and some are as catch can. That shouldn't be the case. A great way to manage your actions is to block times or time chunk them. And what I mean by that is that instead of putting one errand here and one errand there, if there are many errands you need to do, put them in one time chunk and do them all at once because it's more efficient. You're out of the house, you go and you run the different errands rather than having the errands spread out across the week because you need to leave the house each time and come back, leave the house again and come back. That's not very efficient. So try time blocking like activities. One of the things I often find with those with ADHD that I believe is a mistake is setting whole days clear of appointments to get things done. This is a mistake. I work with many ADHD entrepreneurs and they think, well, if I don't schedule anything that day, I'll get a lot done because I have the whole day free. What usually happens is they waste the whole day. What's better to do is to have anchor appointments throughout the week so that you have chunks of time to do things in between those appointments, because it's more likely that you will get something done that you have put 2 hours for than to get a lot of things done that you've put 8 hours for, because one thing is you just never get started. To review, know your big whys, your global goals, your values, and your wants and needs. You can do this, as I do, by figuring out your different roles in life first and then going from there. The more clear you become about your life, the clearer it will be as to how to manage your time by aligning your actions. The cheat sheet for this episode includes space to map out your roles, big whys, goals, values, needs, and wants, plus a blank weekly time chart. To get the cheat sheet, go to abigailwerf.com/cheatsheet007. That's it for today. I hope this was helpful. The next month of podcasts are all related to ADHD and working. The first topic for next week is attention issues and working under pressure. If you have comments or topic suggestions, you can call 24/7 at 1-844-ADD-ADHD, or numerically that's 1-844-233-2343, and just leave a message. Or go to my website, abigailwerf.com/contact. I always appreciate your time and attention. Please take a few minutes and review this podcast, Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD, on iTunes or whatever platform you're using to get this podcast. Reviews matter and help other people to find this podcast. I look forward to our next podcast, and in the meantime, keep on keeping on.
Thanks for listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Come back next week for a new episode. For show notes and free stuff, go to abigailwerf.com.